感谢神在这个时候让我们一同来思想教会是基督的身体这一件事。
Thank the Lord for allowing us to meditate upon this matter that Christ is the body, that we are the body of Christ.
在星期五的晚上，我们一起思想，基督身体，教会是基督身体的意义。
Friday night we have meditated upon how Christ, the meaning of Christ being the body.
昨天晚上，我们在这里思想身体的生活。
Last night we meditated the matter of the body life.
今天早上，能够在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起来分享那个身体的侍奉。
This morning we will fellowship with the saints, the service of the body.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let's turn to the scriptures.
我们先读启示录第七章第十五节。
Revelation 7:15.
启示录第七章第十五节。
Revelation 7:15.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。这里说在启示录里面有一天我们要坐在神宝座的面前。
Revelation tells us one day we shall sit before the throne.
昼夜在他的殿中侍奉他。
Shall serve him day and night in his temple.
做宝座的要用帐幕来覆庇他们。
And he who sits upon the throne shall spread his tabernacle over them.
我们再读希伯来书。希伯来书第九章第十四节。
Hebrews 9:14.
希伯来书第九章十四节。何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？这里他告诉我们，基督把自己无瑕无疵的献给神有一个目的。
Here it tells us there's a purpose for Christ to offer himself without blemish.
就是要洗净我们的心。
That is to purify our conscience.
好叫我们能够侍奉那永生的神。
So that we are able to serve the living God.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人这样问你，
For instance, if someone asks you,
神为什么要拯救你？
Why does God serve to save you?
我想一下子可能你都回答不出来。
Maybe you cannot answer in a moment.
你可能觉得有很多的原因。
You might feel there are many reasons.
但是我想突然之间你就觉得不知道是为什么。
But all of a sudden, you do not know why.
但主的话告诉我们，
The word reveals to us,
神拯救我们乃是要洗净我们的心，
God save us in order to purify our conscience,
让我们可以侍奉这个永生的神。
So that we're able to serve the living God.
如果侍奉永生的神是神拯救我们的目的，
If to serve the living God is the purpose of our salvation,
侍奉就是一件很重要的事。
Therefore, service is an important matter.
我们再读一处的圣经。
Another portion of scripture.
路加福音第一章七十四节。
Luke 1:74.
路加福音第一章七十四节。
Luke 1:74.
七十四和七十五。
74-75.
叫我们自从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前。坦然无惧，用圣洁公义侍奉他。这里说到相同的事。
It talks about the same thing.
我们被神从仇敌的手中救出来。
We have been delivered out of the hand of the enemy.
叫我们终身。
That we may all of our life.
坦然无惧，用圣洁公义侍奉他。
Serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness all our days.
我们再读罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans 12:1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是是理所当然的。这里讲到有一个合理的侍奉。
Talks about a most reasonable service.
这个侍奉就是把身体献上当作活祭。
That is to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
保罗用神的慈悲劝弟兄姊妹。
Paul entreats brothers and sisters through the compassion of God.
这是神所喜悦的侍奉。
This is the most pleasing to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你把我们从仇敌的手中救出来了。
You delivered us out of the hands of the enemy.
你洗净了我们的心。
And purified our conscience.
让我们可以终身在你的面前
that we can be before you all our days,
坦然无惧用圣洁公义来侍奉你
without fear to serve you with holiness and righteousness.
今天早上再让我们来看见怎么样是身体的侍奉
This morning enable us to see again what is the service of the body.
好叫我们能够讨你的喜悦
that we may be pleasing to you.
把你当得的侍奉归给你
May prayer be worship be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们要讲身体的侍奉。
As we talk about the service of the body,
我们先要来思想什么是侍奉。
Let's consider what is service.
我想讲到侍奉，我们都有一个观念，就是侍奉呢，一定有事。
Regarding service, we all have a concept that there is something to be served.
The work.
There is a work.
如果没有事的话呢，就不需要侍奉。
Without the work, there is no need for service.
这是一个不很准确的观念。
It is not a correct concept.
侍奉里面可能有事物的在里面。
In service, there may be the element of work.
但是那不是一定的。
But it is not necessary.
我们刚才读到启示录说，有一天我们到神的面前。
As we read in Revelation, one day we shall be before the throne.
我们在宝座的面前。
Before the throne of God.
在那里侍奉神
As we serve the Lord,
在圣殿里面侍奉神
and serve him in the temple.
神要用帐幕来覆庇我们
God will spread his tabernacle over us.
弟兄姊妹那一天在宝座的面前我们有什么事要做
On that day before the throne, what else can we do?
在那一天有什么工作我们要做
What work is there left for us to do?
如果没有工作要我们做的话那我们怎么侍奉神呢
If there's no work for us, how shall we serve him?
我常常在想
I often meditate.
好多神的儿女有一天到了宝座的面前他们就很惊讶
Many children of God one day as they arrive at the throne of God they shall be surprised.
发现这里没有事可做
They will discover there's nothing left to do.
到那里呢不需要传福音
They don't need to preach the gospel there.
如果有神的儿女他在地上他生活的中心都是为了传福音
If there are some children of God all their days on earthThey faithfully preach the gospel.
到了神的宝座的面前，没有福音可传了。
As they arrive at the throne of God, there's no gospel left.
那还要什么侍奉呢
？What service is there left?
在神的宝座的面前，在神的国度里面，没有校园团契了。
Before the throne of God, in the kingdom of God, there's not the campus work.
没有这个红十字会了。
There's not the Red Cross.
也没有这个 pro-life.
There's not the pro-life movement.
很多我们在地上所做的事都不需要了。
Many works that we do on earth are done away with.
那我们怎么侍奉神呢
So how do we serve him then?
弟兄姊妹侍奉实在还不是做一些事情。
Brothers and sisters, service is not a matter of working.
在希腊文里面这个侍奉呢除了翻成侍奉还可以翻译成另外一个字。
In Greek, the word service can be translated into another word.
这个字又可以翻成敬拜
can be also translated worship.
很多时候呢圣经翻译呢用敬拜那很多时候呢用侍奉
Many times this word is translated worship and sometimes service.
这两个字是同一个字
These two are interchangeable.
如果你读的圣经是中英对照的话
If you read the Chinese English interlinear,
你会发现有好多的圣经中文翻侍奉NIV 呢就翻成敬拜。
You discover the Chinese translation translated into service, NIV version is worship.
在我读了几处的圣经以后，我就发现呢，中文圣经用侍奉用的多一点。
After I've read several portions, I discovered the Chinese version translated into service more than the English.
那在英文圣经里面呢，就常常用敬拜。
The English version you often use the word worship.
弟兄姊妹。什么是侍奉
What is service?
侍奉就是敬拜。
Service is worship.
那你说那我们那些事情是什么呢
Then you ask, what work is there for us to do?
那我们在这里所做的那些工作是什么呢
What kind of work are these?
所有在侍奉里面的工作无非是把人 带到敬拜的里面。
All our work of service is nothing but bringing men into worship.
为什么我们传福音？
Why do we preach the gospel?
传福音是为了让这个不认识的人，不认识神的人，能够成为敬拜神的人。
Preach the gospel is so that an unbeliever will become a man of worship.
为什么我们今天在教会里面要侍奉？
Why do we serve in the church today?
因为我们要成为一个敬拜神的人。
Because we want to become a person who worships.
因为摩西那个时候，当神对他说话的时候，神说要把以色列的百姓从埃及带出来。
As God spoke to Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt.
那有一个目的。
There was a purpose.
要他们在旷野里面来侍奉神。
In order that they may worship him or serve him in the wilderness.
所以摩西侍奉主。
So Moses served God.
但有一个目的，就是要把以色列的百姓从埃及里面拯救出来，让他们可以侍奉神。
So the purpose of bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt so they can serve God.
为了这个缘故，神在旷野里面就告诉摩西，你们当怎么样的侍奉我。
For this purpose, God told Moses in the wilderness how they should serve him.
我们在出埃及记里面，立位记、生命记、民数记里面，就看见很多很多侍奉的条例。
In the books of Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, we see many ordinances regarding service.
好像有很多的事情，神的百姓要做。
As though there are many works that God's children should do.
但是所有的工作只有一个目的。
But all these works have one purpose.
当我们把这些祭献给神的时候，
As we offer all these sacrifices to God.
让我们有一个清洁的良心。
Let us have a purified conscience.
好让祭司能够一天一次进到圣所里面。
So that the priest can enter once a day into the holy place.
把那个敬拜归给神。
To render to God the worship due God.
献祭是很重要的。
Offering is important.
但是那个献祭不是目的。
But that offering is not the end.
那个目的乃是让我们得到一个清洁的心。
The end is so that we will be, our conscience will be purified.
我们可以来到神的面前。
In order to enter before God.
来到神的面前来敬拜他。
To worship him.
这是我们的侍奉。
This is our service.
这是侍奉的目的。
This is the purpose of service.
当希伯来书的作者在讲到这件事的时候，
The writer of Hebrews mentioning this point.
他讲得非常的好。
He did say well.
我们来看希伯来书第九章第六节。
Turn to Hebrews 9:6.
希伯来书第九章第六节。
Hebrews 9:6.
我念给弟兄姊妹听。
I read to you.
这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司就常进头一层帐幕行拜神的礼。
Now these things having been thus prepared into the first tabernacle, the priests indeed enter continually, accomplishing the services.
大家如果仔细听刚才我念的，跟我们弟兄所念的，里面有一点不一样。
If you have paid attention, you discover the difference between the Chinese and English rendering.
因为这里面有一个很重要的字没有翻译出来。
Word not translated.
那一个字呢，就是complete.
That is the word complete.
这一节圣经呢，如果我们用最靠近原文的翻译的话，应该是这样翻。
This verse should be translated this way, according to the original rendering.
我念一个英文的翻译。And this having been prepared thus, the priests go into the first tabernacle, completing the service. 在圣殿的外面，在那个会幕的外面，有很多很多的物件。
There are many things outside of the tabernacle.
有很多很多的侍奉。
There are many services outside.
当那些东西都齐备了以后，
Once those things are complete.
当这些物件都预备好了以后，
Once all these are prepared.
那祭司就能够进到圣所里面，
Then the priest can enter into the holy place,
来完成这个侍奉。
To, complete the service.
换句话说，这个侍奉是不能够完成。
In other words, the service is incomplete.
直到这个祭司进到圣所里面，
Until the priest enters into the tabernacle.
把敬拜归给神。
To offer the worship to God.
这是那个侍奉的一个中心。
This is the purpose of service.
就是要敬拜神。
That is to worship God.
好，现在我们既然有一点认识，对于这个侍奉有一点认识。
Now that we have a concept regarding service, worship.
我们就来思想一下，什么叫做身体的侍奉。
Let's consider what is the service of the body.
我想等一下魏弟兄会给我们在这方面 有更更深入的交通。
Later on, Brother Wei will give us an in-depth fellowship.
所以我在这里只想简单的提出一点。
I'll just mention one point.
什么是身体的侍奉呢
？What is the service of the body?
我想非常简单的一个说法，就是在身体里面的侍奉。
Simply put, it is a service within the body.
那换句话说呢，也有些侍奉是不在身体里面的。
In other words, there are some services that are outside the body.
神的心意乃是在身体里面的侍奉。
God's heart's desire is a service within the body.
不但是这样，不但是在身体里面的侍奉。
Not only service in the body.
神乃是要我们能够在这个身体里面把他当得的敬拜归给他。
God wants us to render to him the services or worship that due him in the body.
如果神所要得到的不是身体的侍奉的话，
If God is looking for something other than the service in the body,
那就不需要写出埃及记了。
Then he has no need to write the book of Exodus.
因为他可以得到摩西一个人就可以了。
Because he had gained Moses, that would be sufficient.
甚至不需要等到摩西在亚伯拉罕的时候，神已经得到亚伯拉罕的侍奉。
Even he did not need to wait for Moses, because he already gotten the service in Abraham.
神的心在亚伯罕的身上也可以得到满足。
God's heart's desire would be accomplished, satisfied in Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献给神的时候
，When Abraham offered his son Isaac to God,
那实在是一个最高的敬拜。
That was the highest worship.
神的心已经得到满足。
God's heart was satisfied.
在亚伯拉罕一个人的身上。
In the person Abraham.
但是我们看见神没有停在那个地方。
But we saw God didn't stop there.
因为神的心不在个人的侍奉。
Because God's heart would not be satisfied in an individual service.
神的心乃是在一个身体里面。
His heart would be in a body.
乃是在一个团体的里面。
In a corporate body.
所以他要得到的是一个身体的侍奉。
So what he's after is a corporate service.
那今天我们就面临到一个问题。
Therefore, we face another task.
那今天我们的侍奉是不是身体的侍奉
？What is our service today? The body service.
我的侍奉是在身体的里面呢，还是在身体的外面
？My service in the body or out of the body?
我想我们需要对这件事情有一个严肃的态度。
We need to be serious regarding this matter.
因为如果我们的侍奉不是在身体的里面
，Because if our service is not in the body.
我们不能够讨神的喜悦。
We cannot please God.
那跟神永远的旨意没有关联。
It is not connected to God's eternal purpose.
我们怎么样能够知道我们是不是在身体里面侍奉呢
？So how do we know whether our service is in the body?
我想圣经里面告诉我们有两件事。
The Bible teaches two things.
我们需要连于元首基督。
First, we need to be connected, hold fast the head.
如果我们这个人是连于元首基督的
If we hold fast the head, Christ,
那我们就在身体的里面
then we are indeed in the body.
如果我们不是连于元首基督的
If we are not holding fast the head, Christ,
那我们就不在身体的里面
then we are not in the body.
并不是因为今天我们在教会里面聚会就代表我们在身体的里面
It doesn't mean we're in the body because we're here meeting in the church.
也不表示今天我不在这里聚会，就表示我不在身体的里面。
By the same token, doesn't mean we're not in the body if we're not meeting here in this church.
完全在乎你这个人，我这个人是不是连于元首基督。
It's altogether a matter of whether you are connected, holding fast the head Christ.
我这个人是不是能够从基督里面得到供应？
Am I a person who gets supply from Christ?
如果我们不是这样的一个人
，If we're not such a person,
我们的侍奉。不一定是身体的侍奉。
Our service may not be the service of the body.
圣经又告诉我们
，The Bible tells us again,
一个身体的里面，它的各房靠基督联络的合适。
That all the building is holding together by Christ.
每一个肢体的侍奉呢，是彼此联络的合适。
The service of every member is connected with each other.
这叫什么？这是什么解释呢
？What does that mean?
我们怎么来理解这一件事呢
？How do we comprehend this matter？
我想有一个很容易的一个方法，我们来了解。
There's a simple way to understand it。
我这左手有一些track， 有一些单张。
Track in my left hand。
那我的手把它丢出来的时候，我右手把它接起来了。
I toss it up, I catch it with my right hand。
这是很简单的一件事。
It's a simple matter。
还可以再做一遍。
I can demonstrate again。
这是一个身体的侍奉。
This is the service of the body。
这个手丢一个东西。
This hand toss up something.
这个手呢就把它接起来。
The other hand catches it.
这个手为什么要去接？
Why would the other hand catch it?
他不一定要去接嘛。
He didn't have to catch it.
也不是他丢的。
He didn't throw it up.
你丢的自己去捡嘛。
If you throw it, you catch it.
这是身体的侍奉。
This is the service of the body.
彼此联络的合适。
All together, coordinating each other.
今天我们的侍奉是不是这样的一个侍奉？
Is our service today like this?
我常常喜欢用我们波饼聚会来做例子。
I like to use the table meeting as an example.
因为我们常常有波饼的时间。
Because we often have time in the table meeting.
常常我们在波饼的时候呢，我们很喜欢选诗歌。
As we attend a table meeting, we like to pick hymns.
选诗歌呢，就像呢把这个东西丢上来。
Picking him is just like tossing up with a hand.
需要有人去接的。
Need someone else to catch it.
什么是接呢？
What is to catch?
就是接就是祷告。
To catch is to pray.
按照这个诗歌里面所说的，我们接上去祷告。
According to the verses in the hymn, we continue the same thought to pray.
如果有人选了诗歌，
Somebody picks a hymn.
有弟兄接上去祷告。
And someone else follows with a prayer.
这是一个身体的侍奉。
This is a service in the body.
联络的很合适。
It is coordinated well.
如果有人选了一首诗歌，
somebody picks a hymn，
另外一个弟兄又选了一首诗歌，
someone else picks another hymn，
另外一个弟兄又选了一首诗歌，
someone else picks another one，
有三个人把东西丢上来，
the three people throwing that thing，
没有人去捡，
and no one to catch them，
通通掉在地上，
they all fell on the ground，
到聚完会以后通通去捡，
at the end they pick it up，
这不是身体的事，
this is not a service in the body。
再举一个例子，
another example。
有一些人很有负担传福音的时候呢，请了好多的朋友。
Some people are burdened with the gospel, inviting many friends.
一个人请了三四个朋友。
He invites three or four friends.
但是一个人不能同时跟三四个人讲话。
But he cannot speak to all three or four of them.
需要有其他的弟兄姊妹一起来照顾朋友。
He needs these other saints to care for the new one.
这个弟兄他带了三四个人，他就是把三四个东西丢起来了。
This brother invited three friends.That means he tossed up three friends.
有谁去接他们呢？
Who will be there to catch them?
有谁去把他们接起来呢？
Who can catch them?
或许有的人请了朋友到聚会里面来。
Or some inviting friends to the meeting.
这也是把一个东西丢起来了。
That's also throwing up something.
那谁去接呢？
Who will be there to catch it?
弟兄姊妹，我们来思想一下。
Let's consider.
有多少的时候你是去接的一个人？
How many times are you the person to catch?
有多少的时候在教会里面侍奉是没有联络的合适？
How many times our service is not coordinated?
这就不是身体的侍奉。
This is not a service of the body.
这是一个很简单的一件事。
This is a simple matter.
但是呢，却需要我们来看见。
But it needs our seeing.
让我们看见我们是右手。
Once we see we're the right hand.
我们看见我们是左手。
If we see we're the left hand.
如果我们不去接的话，就会落在地上。
Without catching something, they'll fall to the ground.
在身体里面的侍奉，就有这两个讲究。
The service of the body is, has these two aspects.
一个讲究是要连于元首基督。
One is to hold fast the head Christ.
一个讲究是要各方联络的合适。
The other is the building will be coordinated, connected.
如果我们是这样的话，
If so,
也许我们不一定能够在这里聚会。
We may not meet here.
但是我们可以是一个在身体里面侍奉的人。
But we would be a person who serves in the body.
只有这两个条件。
Only these two conditions.
下面我想再交通一点。
A further point.
怎么样的一个人是在身体里面侍奉的人？
What kind of person is one who serves in the body?
我们来读一处的圣经。
Turn to a scripture.
路加福音。
Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第二章
Luke chapter 2
37节
37.
路加福音第二章37节
Luke 2:37.
这里讲到一个女先知叫亚拿。
Here talks about a prophetess named Anna.
她说现在已经84岁，
She is 84 years of age.
并不离开圣殿，
She has not left the temple.
禁食祈求昼夜侍奉神。
She's fast in prayer, serving the Lord day and night.
当我在准备的时候，我读到这节圣经的时候，我心里非常的感动。
As I was preparing for the message and coming upon this verse, I was touched deeply.
乃是这一句话说，她不离开圣殿。
The phrase that she did not depart from the temple.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个 在身体里面侍奉的人。
This is the person who serves in the body.
一个在身体里面侍奉的人，他的心不离开圣殿。
One who serves in the body, his or her heart does not depart from the temple.
他的心不离开基督的身体。
His heart does not depart from the body of Christ.
他昼夜侍奉神。
Serving the Lord day and night.
我很喜欢这里说昼夜这两个字。
I like the phrase night and day.
弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉是不是这样的一个侍奉？
For instance, is our service according to this.
是不是一个昼夜的侍奉？
Is it a service according to night and day?
这里看我们看到一个人他的心是在神的圣殿里面。
Here we see a person whose heart is in the temple.
大卫也讲过一句话。
David also has said,
他说我要住在神的殿中直到永远。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
为什么他们会讲这样的话？
Why can they say such a phrase?
为什么讲这样特别的话？
How can they say such a peculiar phrase?
因为他们乃是一般在身体里面的人。
Because they are people in the body.
他们乃是在身体里面有侍奉的人。
They are those who serve in the body.
因此他们的心乃是与圣殿紧紧的相连。
That's how their hearts are deeply connected with the temple.
大卫说，当有人对他说，我们往耶和华的殿去的时候，
David said, when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord.
他的心就欢喜。
His heart was glad.
弟兄姊妹，这样的心是不是在我们的当中？
Francis, we have such a heart.
是什么样的人能够讲出这样的话？
What manner of man can say such a thing?
有人说要去耶和华的殿，他的心就欢喜。
When someone said, let's go up to the house of the Lord, his heart is glad.
因为这个人的心乃与神的身体紧紧的相连。
Because such a person's heart is deeply connected with God's temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见但以理也是这样的一个人。
And so we see Daniel to be such a person.
他已经被掳去做了被掳的人。
He was in captivity.
但是他的心没有离开圣殿。
But his heart never departed from the temple.
所以他每天三次，他把他的窗户打开，他向着耶路撒冷，向着圣殿祷告。
Three times a day he prayed, opening his window toward Jerusalem.
这是让我们看出但以理的心。
This reveals the heart of Daniel.
他的心乃是在圣殿的里面。
His heart is within the temple.
虽然圣殿已经被毁了。
Even though the temple was destroyed.
圣殿已经不存在了。
The temple was non-existent.
他的就向着那个圣殿原来所在的那个方向祷告三次。
But he prayed three times a day towards the place where the temple used to be.
这一个人乃是在身体里面侍奉的人。
This would be a person who serves in the body.
一个在身体里面侍奉的人，仇敌永远没有办法胜过他。
A person who serves in the temple would not be conquered by the enemy.
当尼希米听到耶路撒冷城的光景，
When Nehemiah heard about the condition of the city,
圣经告诉我们，他就坐下哭泣。
The Bible revealed to us, he sat down and wept.
他的哭泣让我们看见这个人的心乃是在神的圣殿里面。
His weeping revealed to us his heart, which is in the body.
他的哭泣让我们看见这个人乃是爱基督的身体。
His weeping revealed to us this person loves God's body.
神实在盼望在今天也能够做恢复的工作。
God would today to continue the work of recovery.
神等候着要做这恢复的工作。
God is waiting to do the work of recovery.
但是神乃是在等候一个尼希米。
But God is waiting for Nehemiah.
神乃是一个等候一个人，他是为圣殿哭泣的人。
God is waiting for a person who will weep for the temple.
今天在教会里面，在这个地上，神的儿女有千千万万。
Today there are myriads of people of God.
但是神不能够做他恢复的工作。
But God cannot do a work of recovery.
而为什么呢？
Why?
因为找不到一个尼希米。
He does not have a Nehemiah.
神找不到一个人能够像尼希米一样愿意为神的圣殿哭泣。
God has not found a person like Nehemiah to weep for God's city.
所以我们讲到身体的侍奉。
So when we talk about the service of the body,
不是工作的问题。
It's not a matter of work.
是心的问题。
It's a matter of heart.
没有身体的侍奉，乃是因为没有这个心。
There's no service of the body because there's no such a heart.
神也找不到但以理。
God did not find a Daniel.
虽然圣殿是荒凉的。
Even though the temple was light ruined.
但是丹尼里向着圣殿三次的祷告。
Daniel towards the holy temple prayed three times a day.
虽然他知道他是把他的性命摆在上面。
Even though he laid his life on the line.
因为凡是不向王祷告的人就要受到很大的处罚。
Because those who do not bow down to the king will be punished severely.
但是但以理还是一天三次祷告。
But Daniel persisted praying three times a day.
因为他的心不能够离开圣殿。
Because his heart will not depart from the temple.
希伯来书告诉我们，我们在地上的侍奉呢，不过是一个影像。
Hebrews tells us our service on earth is but a shadow.
不过是一个形状。
But a likeness.
供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。希伯来书第八章第五节。
Hebrews 8:5. But all things according to the pattern that was shown you in the mountain.
既然是一个影像。
Since it's just a shadow.
那一定有一个实体。
There must be a reality.
如果没有实体的话，就产生不出来影像。
Without a body, there's no shadow.
那我们侍奉的那个实体是什么呢？
So what is the reality or body of our service?
这个实体就是希伯来书第九章十四节告诉我们的。
The body or reality is what Hebrews 9:14 tells us.
基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
Christ who through the eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God.
这是侍奉的一个实体。
This is the reality of service.
这是天上式的形状。
This is the pattern in the heavens.
为什么基督要这样的侍奉？
Why would Christ serve such a way?
因为他乃是要让我们这一般人也能够侍奉他。
Because he would that we would serve him likewise.
一个侍奉神的人。
One who serves God.
一个特别是愿意在身体里面侍奉神的人。
One who will serve God in the body.
就需要把自己献给神。
Would be one who offer himself to God.
如果我们不把自己献给神。
Unless we consecrate ourselves to God.
没有办法在身体里面侍奉。
It's impossible to serve him in the body.
我们可以侍奉。
We can serve.
但是不能在身体里面侍奉。
But not in the body.
如果我们需要在身体里面来侍奉，
we desire to serve him in the body,
我们需要把自己献上当作活祭。
We need to offer our bodies a living sacrifice,
就像基督借着永远的灵，
just like Christ through the eternal spirit,
把自己无瑕无疵的献给神，
offering himself without blemish to God.
教会建造有很多的难处。
It is difficult for the building of the church.
但是最大的难处呢，还不是从仇敌来的。
The greatest difficulty is not from the enemy.
教会建造里面最大的难处呢，
Greatest difficulty of the building of the church,
就是我们的己。
Ourselves.
我们怎么样解决这个己的问题呢？
How do we solve the problem of self?
保罗说用神的慈悲来劝我们。
Paul says he entreats us by the mercies of God.
将身体献上。
To offer our bodies.
当作活祭。
A living sacrifice.
这是一个合理的侍奉。
This is a most reasonable service.
这是讨神喜悦的侍奉。
This is well pleasing to God.
这是必须的侍奉。
It is a necessary service.
因为如果我们不是这样的一个侍奉的人，
Unless we are such a person to serve in this way,
我们就没有办法在身体里面侍奉。
It's impossible for us to serve in the body.
但是神的心意是要让我们在身体里面侍奉。
God's desire is that we would serve in the body.
所以我们必须要把身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, we must serve.And offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这就是保罗为什么在那里这样的劝告弟兄姊妹。
That is why Paul is there begging the brothers and sisters.
我们没有一个人能够靠着自己的力量来做这个侍奉。
None of us can accomplish such a service by our own strength.
我们没有一个人能够把我们自己献上。
No one can offer ourselves up.
要靠神的慈悲。
It's by the mercies of God.
要靠神的怜悯。
By His mercy.
如果我们今天愿意来到神的面前。
If we would come to before the Lord.
这神靠着你的慈悲，
It is by your mercy.
我愿意把自己献上当作活祭。
I will offer my body as a living sacrifice.
在旧约里面，他们要献燔祭。
In Old Testament, they would offer the trespass offering.
燔祭
the burn offering.
燔祭就是代表我们把自己献上。
The burn offering means we offer ourselves.
献燔祭有这样一个条例。
There is such an ordinance in the offering of the burn offering.
就是每天早上跟每天晚上。都要献燔祭。
Morning and evening, they would offer burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们把自己献上的一个方法。
This is the way for us to offer ourselves.
每一天早上我们起来的时候
Every morning as we rise,
我们要把自己献给神做活祭
We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
每一天当我们结束一天的时候
At the end of the day,
我们要把自己重新献上当做活祭
We renew our offering as a living sacrifice.
这是献燔祭的条例
This is the ordinance regarding burnt offering.
这是我们在地上怎么样把自己献上当做活祭
This is how we offer on earth as a living sacrifice.
这叫做昼夜侍奉神。
This is to serve night and day.
昼夜侍奉神不是昼夜忙忙碌碌跑来跑去。
To serve God day and night is not to busy working here and there.
昼夜侍奉神乃是昼夜把自己献给神当作活祭。
Serving God day and night is to offer ourselves day and night as a living sacrifice.
这是一个在身体里面侍奉的人。
This is a person who serves in the body.
在盼望在新的一年的当中
I hope in the first of the year,
神在我们当中能够找到这样一般人
God would find such a people among us,
愿意在早上在晚上把自己上当活祭
who would offer themselves morning and evening as a living sacrifice,
愿意在身体的里面学习成为一个侍奉的人
who would learn to be a serving one in the body,
告诉了我们
Brother has described in simplicity.
但是也是非常的清楚。
But it's very clear.
我们还需要读点圣经。
Let's turn to the scriptures again.
我们再把我们前几天所读的，我们读一下。
Review the scripture reading.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter one.
第二十三节。
23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这是头一天晚上所教授给弟兄姊妹的。
Before we fellowship the first night,
说到那个教会的意义。
We mentioned the meaning of the church.
我们也说到神所有的工作都是在教会的身上。
Also talked about all God's work is in the church.
不仅是从时间开始，原在创始之前。神的心意就是要得到一个教会。
Not only in time, but before the creation of the world, God's desire is to gain a church.
他不仅是那历世代一直做工，那要得到一个教会。
He didn't only work throughout history in order to gain the church.
因为他整个的心，整所有的爱都摆在教会的身上。
His whole heart and his love is in the church.
所以为了要得到教会，他受了各种的痛苦。
In order to gain the church, he endured many suffering.
甚至把他儿子都牺牲了。
Even sacrificing his own only
son. 他的儿子把他命都舍弃了。
Son lay aside his life.
所以教会乃是他从苦难里头而产生出来的。
The church is born out of his suffering.
是他所最爱，也是他所最宝贵的。
His most beloved and most treasured.
那么也是仇敌所最忌恨的。
And most hated by the enemy.
那什么是教会呢
？What is church?
那以弗所书第一章就告诉我们
Ephesians 1 tells us,
他教会就是基督的身体
Church, which is his body.
我们也说过不是说像一个基督的身体
We also mentioned it's not like his body.
不是说好比是一个身体
It's not as though it's his body.
但是教会就是基督的身体
Church is his body.
他是和不仅出于主耶稣基督
Not only it came out of Christ.
是和基督联合在一起
United with Christ.
也是这个把主耶稣基督彰显出来
It manifests Christ.
实在是就是基督
It is Christ.
是没有分别的
It's inseparable.
这是基督的身体
This is the body of Christ.
他要把他一切的丰富都充满在教会上
He would fill all his riches into the body.
也就是教会把他的丰富当然彰显出来
And through the church to manifest all his fullness.
好让我们的神得到荣耀
Now God may gain his glory.
这是头一天我所说的
This was fellowship the first night.
那第二天我们就讲到这个身体的生活。
Second night we talk about the body life.
所以我们还要读那个这个罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
我们从第五节读到第八节，好不好
？5 through 8.
好。也。
So、
我们这许多人在基督里成为医生，互相联络做肢体。也是如此，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信息的程度所预言， 或做执事就当专一的执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心爱人。好，那我们就读到这里哈。我们再读哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians 12。
我本来是想简单的读一点，但是恐怕还是我们能够多读一点更好。我们从第四节一直读到第二十七节。
Verse 4 to verse 27。
就怕弟兄姊妹太累了，那大家轮换着读好不好？
Read together.
那我读一节，那弟兄姊妹读一节。
I will read one verse, you read seven.
第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
The distribution of ministry is the same Lord.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
Each one is given manifestation of spiritual power.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙圣灵。这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
A different one faith in the same spirit, and another gift of healing in one spirit.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
One in the same spirit offers all things.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
Also, in one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, with Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all given to drink one spirit.
身子远不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
We shall say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body.
舍勒尔说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
The whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? The whole were hearing, where were the smell?
但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
And if all were one member, where were the body?
但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
Those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, these are we clothed with more abundant honor and are commonly members.
我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
There should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one another.
若一个肢体受苦，所有肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有肢体就一同快乐。
Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular.
好，我们还要读以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
第一节、第二节到第三节。
Verses 1, 2, and 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这合而为一的心呢，应该翻作竭力保守在圣灵里面的合一。
Chinese translation should be translated such, being diligent to keep the oneness of the spirit and the uniting bond of peace.
我们再从第十一节读到第十六节。
Verses 11 through 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量， 使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督，全神靠他联络的合适，白解各案各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。啊，我们再读一处。那哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3。
那对不起，第二章。
Colossians 2。
第十九节。
Verse 19。
那个不啊，我们不那个不要了。
Let's leave out the word not。
改成要好了。
We want to hold the head。
我们读起来方便一点。啊，好，一起读。要持定元首，全身既然靠着他紧紧得以相助联络，就因神大的这长进。好，那我们圣经就读到许多。当然，关于这方面的圣经啊，还有好多好多。比方说，在彼得前书第二章，我们也需要读的。
For instance, First Peter 2.
但是我们没有多少时间来读这许多圣经。
Time to read all of them.
也可能讲的时候我们会提到。
We may mention it as our.
刚才我们弟兄给我们看见什么叫做侍奉。
As our brother had mentioned to us what the service is.
那侍奉最主要的一个意思就是敬拜。
Most important meaning of service is worship.
那或许那弟兄姊妹就要问一个问题，什么叫敬拜？
Maybe brother and sister would ask what is worship?
因为在我们的观念里面呢，我们看见那许多敬拜的方式。
In our concept, we see many ways of worship.
比方说在某种宗教里头，他们当然去敬拜那些偶像。
For instance, in some religions, they worship an idol.
比方说在回教里面，他们也有那个敬拜。
For instance, in Mohammedism, they have their worship.
他们不仅是到他们会堂里面去敬拜，并且他们一天呢五次在那敬拜。
They not only go to their temple to worship, but five times a day they worship.
那时间一到了，他们就打钟，那么然后就开，大家放下工作啊，匍匐在地，大家敬拜。
At the appointed time, they would sound the knell, and everyone would quit doing everything and bow down.
我们看见他们的敬拜好像是很虔诚的。
It seems as though they're very pious.
因为他们的敬拜不像我们这样要唱唱诗歌祷告。
Their worship is not like ours, just sing some hymns and offer some prayers.
他们是五体投地的在敬拜。
They prostrate themselves to the ground.
那的确，那几千人、几百人、几千人都是一致的。
There are hundreds, even thousands of people in one accord.
那看见他们敬拜是非常虔诚。
They give the impression that they are very pious.
那这是我们的一个观念。
But this is only our concept.
我们以为说这些就是敬拜了。
We think that is worship.
当然，今天我们还有一个观念，就是我们在唱唱诗歌、祷告就敬拜。
Of course, our other concept is just to sing some hymns and offer some prayers.
或者是唱长诗不算敬拜，唱短诗呢就叫敬拜。
Or the longer hymns are not worship, we sing shorter hymns.
因为这是敬拜的诗歌。
Because these are worship hymns.
弟兄姊妹，这是可能是外面一种方式。
These are but outward methods.
而不是那个敬拜真实的意义。
These are not the true meaning of worship.
虽然他们是那样五体投地在敬拜。
Even though they prostrate themselves.
但是他们仍然不认识什么叫敬拜。
They still do not understand the true meaning of worship.
那什么是敬拜呢？
So what is worship?
那刚才我们弟兄读到这个罗马书第十二章第一节到第三节那里告诉我们。
Our brother read Romans 12:1-3.
他说你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
This kind of service is most reasonable service.
他说这个侍奉啊可以翻作敬拜。
The word service can be translated.
你们如此敬拜是理所当然的。
Worship in such a way is most reasonable.
那就我们看什么是敬拜。
So what is worship?
我们看前面他这样说的。
Let's look at the context.
他说我弟兄我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I entreat you by the mercy of God.
将身体献上。
To offer your body,
当作活祭
a living sacrifice,
是圣洁的
it is holy,
是神所喜悦的
it is well-pleasing
你们如此敬拜
serve in such a way,
是 理所当然的。
Most reasonable.
那你知道那个什么是敬拜？
What is the worship?
那敬拜真实的意义是把我们身体献上。
True meaning of worship is to offer our body.
那不光是我们这个外人外面的身体。
Not just the external body.
那这个外面的身体就代表我们整个的全人。
The external body represents the whole being.
也不光是我们的心。
Not only our heart.
好多时候我们说我们把我们的心呢已经献给主了。
Many times we say we have offered our whole heart to the Lord.
但是我们的身体呢连聚会也不聚会的。
We don't even come to the body with the meeting of the body.
光是有心地性那个奉献呢还是不够的。
So the offer with just the heart is not enough.
这里说身体的奉献那叫全人的奉献。
The offering of the body represents the whole being.
我们从里到外。
From inside to outside.
我们所是的我们所有的。
What we are and what we have.
我们所能的我们所做的。
What we do and what we're able.
都包括在里面。
Are included.
这是身体的奉献。
This is the offering of the body.
我把这个人完全奉献给主。
I totally consecrate.
我把这个人完全归给主。
I render myself holy to God.
从前我是属于自己的。
Formerly I belong to myself.
而现在我是属于主的。
Now I belong to God.
从前我是为了自己而活的。
Formerly I live for myself.
我现在是为了主而活的。
Now I live for God.
我从前是以自己为中心的。
Formerly I was self-centered.
我现在是以神为中心。
Now I'm God-centered.
弟兄姊妹，这是奉献。
This is offering.
这就是我们的敬拜。你们如此敬拜。
Worship in such a way.
是理所当然的。
It is most reasonable.
我们把我们全人完全奉献给主。
We offer our whole being.
整个的交在他手里面。
Put ourselves wholly in his hands.
他随意来支配我们。
He can do as he will.
他随来对待我们。我们把我们主权呢完全转移到神的手中。
Yield our sovereignty to God.
他是我们的主。
He is our God.
不仅我们嘴巴称他为主。
We will confess his name as Lord.
全人实际的让他做我们的主人。
And in reality, he is our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的敬拜。
This is our worship.
所以你看，敬拜不仅是今天的事情。
You see, worship is not only today.
我们弟兄给我们看见，也是将来的事。
Also is a thing in the future.
我们都在那个神的殿中，我们在这敬拜他。
One day we will be in his temple worshiping.
并且到启示录末了时候，也说到神的众徒人都在侍奉。
At the end of Revelation, it reveals all God's people.
神的仆人们都在敬拜神。
All his servants are worshiping.
弟兄姊妹，虽然没有什么事，
though they do nothing,
但是我们把我们这个人是完全给他归给他的。
We yield our whole self.
到那一天的时候啊，
on that day,
我们相信我们都不会有保留了。
We will be unreserved.
今天我们说口里说是奉献了，
though today we confess that we
offer, 但是总是还有点保留的。
Still reserve something.
当神摸着我们的财务的时候，
when God touches our wealth,
主啊，这不行了。
Lord, you can't do that.
这个奉献太多了。
That's too much.
我十分之一差不多了。
I'll give you one tenth.
大家都十分之一，为什么要我这么多呢？
Everyone offer one tenth.
我们就有点保留了。
We hold back.
当时摸着我们时间的时候，
when God touches our time,
你把你时间摆上。
You offer your time.
你说不行啊，我还考试啊。
You said I can't do that.
那我这个考不好怎么办？
What if I fail my test?
也很有理由的。
We are reasonable.
所以今天呢，我们还有许许多的保留。
We have many holding back.
我想到那一天，我们在宝座的跟前呢，我们就没有保留了。
On that day before the throne, we will hold nothing back.
我们在神的殿中，神的同在当中，我们在侍奉他的时候。
In God's temple, in His presence, serving Him.
那是我们一点保留都没有。
We will be holding nothing back.
我们全人都归给他。
Our whole being will be belong to
Him. 你这样的支配我，就这样支配我。
Lord, do whatever you wish.
你这样带领我，就这样带领我。
Take the way you want with
me. 完全是属乎你的。
I belong to you.
我是这样一个死在罪恶过犯里面的人。
I'm such a person.
是你把我拯救出来了。
You are the one who saved
me. 你不仅拯救了我，
not only you saved me,
并且把我拯救到这样一个荣耀的境界。
Save me to such a glorious state.
使我达到这样一个完全的地步。
To attain such a perfection.
我怎能够不敬拜你？
How can I but worship
you? 我怎能够不把我自己完全的归给你？
How can I but offer myself wholly?
说到那一天，我们就没有保留。
On that day, we would be holding nothing.
主，你要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Or you do whatever you wish with me.
主，要我们到哪里去，我们就到哪里去。
Send me wherever you want me to go.
我们弟兄说，到那天就没有什么事情好做了。
As brother says, that day we will do nothing.
我想弟兄姊妹都觉得都很担心的一件事。
This may be one thing that we all worry about.
因为没有事情好做，天天呢闲在那地方呢，实在很苦。
If there's nothing to do, we would be idling.Very tedious.
今天我们喜欢 relax 一下，那天天 relax， 几千年、几万年都 relax， 那可能吃不消了。
Today we may like to relax, but to relax for thousands, millions of years, we cannot take that.
那有人说不会有天天的 relax， 你天天拿着琴啊在弹琴唱诗歌的。
Some might suggest that you won't relax. You can pick up a harp and play your harp.
唱诗的赞美神。
You would play the harp to sing hymns.
当然，这是我们唱几首是可以的。
We can sing a few.
或唱一个钟点、两个钟点的还差不多。
Or maybe we can last an hour.
若是天天都是这样。
But if we do this day by day,
年年都是这样。
Year after year.
我们每天早上起来都拿着琴呢在那唱。
The minute we arrive in the morning, we pick up a harp to sing.
从这个门呢进去，从那门出来。
We enter into this gate and that gate.
这个唱的也是没有味道了。
That would be tedious.
好像是也是很没有意义了。
It's tasteless.
弟兄姊妹那一天好多好的事情要做，有好多好的事情要做。
There are many things to do.
你知道我们的神要使我们和他一同在做完。
God wants us to reign with him.
和他一同在掌权。
Rule with him.
一同管理他所创造的万有。
Govern all his creation.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到那时候是要得到一般人。
That day God wants to gain people.
这一般人是完全归给神的。
This is the people who are wholly belong to God.
再也没有背叛。
There's no more rebellion.
再也没有顶撞。
There's no more rebellion.
没有不服。
No more insubordination.
是完全在顺服他、
totally、obeying,
听从他的命令
submitting to him,
服从他的旨意的一般人、
to obey his desires.
他要得到这样一般人
he wants to gain such
就是他的儿子们
these are his sons.
他的一般的儿子们
his many sons,
一同在侍奉
to serve with him,
一同掌管万有
to rule over all.
那一天我们的神的心就放心了
that day our Lord will be at peace.
从前他把这个、他所创造交给天使管理的时候啊
Formerly, as he turned over things to his angels.
连那最高的天使长都背叛了。
Even the archangel rebelled.
到那一天是再也没背叛了。
On that day, there will be no more rebellion.
再也没有不服了。
There will be no more insubordination.
我们都是属于他的。
All are belonging to him.
并且是和他连接在一起。
And are one with him.
亲爱的兄姊妹，我们这样的完全归给主。
As we offer in such a way.
那就是我们的敬拜。
That's our worship.
那就是我们的事。
That's our service.
那今天我们也是这样。
Likewise today.
把我们自己完全的归给主。
We are offered.
主我在这个地方，主我在这里。
Lord, I'm here.
你要我做什么，我就做什么。
What you want me to do, I will do.
你要带领我到哪，我就到哪里去。
Wherever you send me, I will.
我是属于你的。
I belong to you.
不是我的拣选。
It's not my choice.
也不是我的喜好。
Not my delight.
乃是你的心意。
But your heart's desire.
所以他说到这样侍奉的时候
，As he mentioned this kind of service.
这样他说这就是敬拜。
This is the worship.
他说你们不要效法这世界。
He said the Be not conformed.
你们要查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Be transformed by the renewing of the mind to know what is the pleasing, perfect will of God.
我们要心思更新。
Our mind need to be renewed.
我们要明白什么是神的旨意。
We need to understand what is God's desire.
为什么要明白神的旨意呢
？Why do we need to understand?
就是我们所做的一切的事情都是为了成全神的旨意。
All the things that we do are for the accomplishing of God's design.
你要做什么，我就做，我在。
Whatever you do, I'm here.
你喜欢什么，就是你所喜欢，就是我所喜欢的。
Whatever you delight, that I do.
你所要做的，就是我所要做的。
What you want to do, I will.
我把我自己完全摆上。
I give myself.
完全的归给你。
Completely.
你怎样支配，我都在这里。
However you decide, I'm here.
你怎样带领，我都跟随。
However you guide, I'm here.
我只有一个心愿，就是完成你的旨意。
I have only heart desire that is to accomplish your desire.
这个旨意，那是善良、纯全。可喜悦的旨意。
This will is the most pleasing.
既然是你所喜悦的。
It is the most delightful.
那就是我所喜悦的。
And that would be my delight.
弟兄姊妹，这一个就是侍奉。
Francis, that is service.
这是敬拜。
That is worship.
所以今天不是外面做的多少工作的问题。
So it is not a matter of doing so many things.
那是今天我们所做的到底什么。
But what we do.
那我们不是做我们自己的工作。
We are not doing what we like.
我们乃是为了成全神的旨意。
But to accomplish his will.
有一件事是他要做的。
There's one thing that he wants to do.
那不仅是今天所要做的。
Not only today.
那是历时代所要做的。
Throughout history.
为了这件事他把一切都摆上去了。
For this one thing he offered all.
甚至把他所有的两个儿子都摆上去了。
To the extent he offered his son.
弟兄姊妹实在是神的旨意。
This is really God's will.
这是谁所喜欢的一件事。
This delight God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要明白神的心意。
We need to understand God's will.
我们自己摆在主的手中
and put ourselves in the hand of God,
同身在他的旨意里面
embrace ourselves
整个的生活只有一个盼望
so that there's only one hope of our living,
这是为了叫你的旨意得到成就
that is to accomplish his will
弟兄姊妹神的旨意什么呢
so what is the will of God
那我们 这两天已经说过了
as we have discussed this
神的旨意那是为了要得到一个教会
God's will is in order to gain the church.
教会就是他儿子的身体。
This church is the body of his son.
他要把他一切的丰富都充满在教会里面。
Fill up all his fullness in the church.
好让借着这个教会，就他儿子的身体，把他的丰，把他的荣耀在这儿彰显出来。
Through this church, the manifest is the son's fullness.
这是神的心意。
This is the will of God.
我们把我们自己摆在主的手里头。
As we put ourselves in the hand of God.
我们听从他的命令。
And we obey his
will. 顺从他的带领。
And obey his guiding,
好让他的旨意能够得到成就。
So that his will will be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，这就是侍奉。
Right, this is
这就是敬拜。
This is worship.
这就是真实的侍奉。
This is the real worship.
你看见在马太福音里头就不是告诉我们吗？
Matthew tells us.
他说将来有许多的人呢称呼主啊主啊不一定都能进天国。
Many people will call me Lord, Lord, but they will not all enter into the kingdom.
当那一天，他们要对我，他们要对主说。
That day they will tell the Lord.
主啊，我们奉着你名传道，奉着你名赶鬼，奉着你名行许多的异能。
Lord, didn't we, in your name preach the gospel, perfect miracles, and chase out demons?
难道我们还不能进天国吗？
Can we not enter the kingdom of heaven?
主怎样对他说呢？
What did the Lord reply?
你们这些作恶的人呢？
You who do lawlessness.
离开我去吧。
Be far away from me.
我从来不称许你们。
I have never known you.
弟兄们，为什么缘故？
For what reason?
因为没有遵循过天父的旨意。
Because they have not obeyed the Father's will.
你们虽然做这做那一件事。
So you have done many things.
你们虽然劳苦努劳苦在努力。
So you have labored.
但是没有遵循过天父的旨意。
You did not obey the Father's will.
所以从主的眼睛来看是作恶的人。
From the eyes of God, they are lawlessness.
那一个不算的侍奉。
They're not serving.
因为不是在敬拜里的侍奉。
Their service is not in worship.
这又是人肉体的侍奉。
This is the service in the flesh.
不能叫神的心得了满足。
They cannot be satisfied by God. 所以
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我神的心意就是要建立基督的身体。
So we know God's heart's desire is to build up the body of Christ.
直等到这个身体能长大成人。
Until this body would reach maturity.
满有那个基督长成的身量。
And reach the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ.
这是神历史来说要做的工作。
This is the work God has been doing all through history.
亲爱的兄弟兄姊妹。真实的侍奉
the real service,
乃是为着建立身体的侍奉
is the service that builds up the body.
他我们的主圣我们的主他是工头
Our Lord is the headmaster.
我们是做小工的
We are little workers.
做小工的就跟着工头来做
We cooperate with the headmaster.
实在说起来不是工头吩咐我们做什么我们就做什么
In reality, it's not that the headmaster tells us to do what.
又是工头吩咐我们做什么，我们就做什么，我们还做不好了。
If the headmaster tells us to do something, we still cannot perform.
我们现在感谢赞美主，这工头进到我们里面来了。
Now we praise the Lord, this headmaster has entered
into us. 他在我们里头带着我们做。
He is leading us to do.
他告诉我们要做什么。
He tells us what to do.
那做的时候，他也教导我们。
And when we do it,
他也供应我们
he supplies us,
他也带着我们
and he guides us.
实在说我外面来看呢是我们做的
Externally, we're the one that do that for me.
而里面来说呢是他做的
Inwardly, it's he that does it.
所以若是你有一点成功的不要讲啊
If you succeed, don't be proud.
那个不是你做的
Because you didn't do it.
是主在你里面带着你做的
It's Christ who is in you doing it for
you. 亲爱的兄弟们 这是叫侍奉
This is service.
这是贺主同工的一般人。
This is the people who cooperate with God.
那是做主所要我们做的。
Doing what God wants us to do.
并且是要带着我们做的。
And he guides us.
也是他在我们里头所做的。
And he is the one doing it.
这是一个真实的侍奉。
This is the true service.
这是一个敬拜的侍奉。
This is the service of worship.
那是我们弟兄也给我们看见什么叫做身体的侍奉。
Brothers also showed us what is the service in the body.
那今天主不仅是要得到一个人两个人在那儿侍奉他。
Today, not only the Lord wants one or two or many people serving.
主乃是要得到所有的弟兄姊妹。
But he wants to gain many people.
那么所有的神的儿女。
So all God's people.
都成为一个侍奉神的人。
Who become a people to serve God.
在旧约里头也有这样预表。
In the Old Testament, there is a typology.
于是当神把以色列从埃及带出来的时候。
God led them out of Egypt.
神要他们所有的国民都成为侍奉神的人。
He desired that they would be a kingdom of priests.
没有一个不是侍奉神。
It would be not one who doesn't
serve. 很可惜他们失败了。
But regrettably,
他们失去了这个祝福。
They lost his blessing.
所以神就从他们中间拣选出一班利未人来。
Then God, picked out a group of people, the Levites.
使这一班利未人代替以色列人侍奉。
So the Levites would replace the Israelites.
这个不是神当初的心意。
But this was not his original intention.
神的心意那是要传全体侍奉。
His original intentions are always.
但是遇到他们失败的原因。
Because of the failure.
因为他们不遵行神的命令。
Because they did not obey God's will.
不遵守神的所立的约。
They did not obey God's command.
所以他们失去了这样一个权利。
And they lost the right.
神就有一个妥协的一个代替的方法。
God had a compromised way.
拣选出利未人来侍奉。
Select the Levites to serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到了新约的时候
，In the New Testament,
神就给我们看见
，God chose us.
我们所有神的儿女们
，All God's people,
我们都应该侍奉神
，Are one to serve God.
我们是他重价所买回来的
，We are purchased with great price.
我们是属他的
，We belong to him.
他这样拯救我们
，How he redeemed us.
乃是为了叫我们侍奉他
，In order that we would serve him.
像我弟兄刚才给念的圣经节
，Just as the brothers had read.
他所以拯救我们
，For him to
用他的血洗净了我们良心
cleanse our conscience with his blood,
也除去了我们的死刑
and remove our dead works,
乃是为着叫我们侍奉这位永活的神
for the purpose of serving the living God,
并且不是一天的两天的侍奉
not a matter of one or two days,
他乃是终身的侍奉
but serving all our life,
侍奉是没有退休的
there's no retirement in service,
我们现在年老我们要给退休了
as I grow old, I'm
所以说 no, 终身的侍奉
no, there's no retirement,
老年时候了那侍奉更好
The older you get, the better it is.
失败够多了。
Because he had failed too many times.
对自己认识了，也有点认识了。
You know the Lord a little bit.
青年时候还可以凭着自己。
When you're young, you are by yourself.
现在不敢凭着自己了。
No longer trust yourself.
是每次侍奉时候都好好祷告。
Every time you serve, you will pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要终身的侍奉。
We will serve all our life.
今生但侍奉。
This whole life.
将来永世的时候，一切都过去了。
And then in eternity, as all things have passed,
这个侍奉神不过期。
But service will not pass away.
还是要在侍奉。
Still serving.
一直侍奉到永永远远。
Serve for eternity.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的权利。
This is the right that God has given us.
神也给我们最大的荣耀。
This is our best glory.
让我们能成为一个一般那个侍奉他的人。
We will be a people or service.
使他的身体，使基督身体能够得到建立。
That his body will be built.
到了永世的时候
，in eternity，
显出他的荣耀
，reveal his glory，
受他的支配
，to be ruled by him，
和他一同在那里做王掌权
，and reign with him。
那么弟兄也讲到侍奉的人
，Brother also talked about the serving one，
一个身体那个侍奉的人。一个身在身体里侍奉的一个人
the one who serves in the body.
弟兄姊妹实在是非常重要
This is so important.
因为神所重要不在于外面的工作
God does not look on the external work.
不在于那一般写的计划
not the external plan.
也不在于写的方法
or some method.
这些都不是神所看重
All these are not, not regarded by the Lord.
每一个方法都是有利有弊
All your methods have good points or bad points.
都不是神所看重。
All these are not regarded by the Lord.
连工作也不是神所看重。
Even your work is not regarded by the Lord.
神所看重乃是那个侍奉的人。
What he regards is the person.
这个人是怎样一个人
？What kind of man is he?
这个是神所看重。
This is regarded by the Lord.
实话说起来，我们这个人就是神的方法。
In reality, the person is the method of God.
什么样的人就做什么样的工作。
What kind of man does what kind of work?
什么样的人就什么样的表现。
What kind of man reveals what kind of ways?
所以神要我们侍奉他，乃是先做工在我们的身上。
When God wants us to serve Him, He would work on us first.
成为一般侍奉神。
That we would become a perfect people who serve God.
那么这样侍奉神的人是怎样的一般人呢
？What kind of people serve God?
他就给我们看见一个最基本的点。
There's one fundamental point.
就是我们心的问题。
It's a matter of the heart.
到底我们的心如何？
What kind of heart do we have?
到底我们心在什么事情上
？Where is our heart?
弟兄姊妹，神要我们的心完全的归给他。
He wants to gain all our heart.
因为若是要得到我们心的话
，In order to capture our heart,
神就能支配我们的全人。
Then he can rule our being.
所以他说，我儿女要保守你的心。
So he said, my son, guard your heart.
胜过保守一切。
More than everything.
因为一生的果效都是从心里发出来的。
All the effects of your life come out of your heart.
我们所有的生活行动。
All your work and action
都是从心里头发出来的。
Issues out of your heart.
所以我们的心非常重要。
The heart is so important.
弟兄姊妹，我们神说出我们的心到底怎样
？God regards what kind of heart we have.
我们是否是关心神心的一般人
？Are we the ones who care for God's heart?
我们若是在教会里面侍奉
，If we serve in the church.
若在身体里面侍奉
，If we serve in the body.
我们是不是关心到基督的身体
？Are we the one who care for His body?
所以弟兄说，不仅白天在侍奉。
Not only by day we serve.
晚上也在侍奉。
Even by night we still serve.
就好像一个做买卖的人一样。
Just like a businessman.
白天在做买卖。
He works by day.
晚上也做买卖。
By evening,
夜里做梦也做买卖。
Even in the dream, 因为
他整个人都在心都在买卖的上面。
His whole heart is in his business.
真的，这个做梦时候都看见赚了赚钱了还是赔钱了。
Even in the dream, he would dream about whether he makes profit or lose money.
这是一个侍奉神。
This kind of person is one who serves.
他的心是在主的心意上。
His heart is on the heart of the Lord.
在基督世界上面。
亲爱
的弟兄姊妹，神要得到我们的心。
God wants to gain our heart.
哇，就得到了我们全人。
And he will gain our whole being.
但以理是一个心摆在神，不是关心神心里的人。
Daniel is a person who cares for God.
人虽然在巴比伦，
though he was in Babylon,
心却在耶路撒冷。
But his heart was in Jerusalem.
他不顾自己的性命，
he didn't care for his life.
为了耶路撒冷，在那一直在祷告。
For Jerusalem, he would pray all the time.
耶路撒冷也城墙能够得到建立。
That the walls of Jerusalem would be built.
尼希米是这样一个人。
Nehemiah was a person.
以斯拉是这样一个人。
Ezra was.
他们都是在巴比伦有很高的地位。
They were all holding high places in Babylon.
巴比伦那个以斯拉那是巴比伦王是非常尊敬的。
Ezra was one regarded by the king of Babylon.
他是和巴比伦王做朋友的。
He was a friend of the king of Babylon.
他可以住在巴比伦，生活还非常的安逸。
He has a good living in Babylon.
有许多荣华富贵。
He had all riches and pleasure.
是可以他享受的。
He can enjoy them all.
但是他的心却是在。神的殿。
But his heart was in the temple of God.
在神的家，在神的家。
The house of the Lord.
他要神的家能够建立。
He wants to see the house of God being built.
让基督的身体能够出现出来。
That the body of Christ would appear.
所以他就从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
So he returned from Babylon to Jerusalem.
跟神的百姓一同在经历苦难。
To suffer with God's people.
尼希米也是这样。
Nehemiah likewise.
他是在王宫里头做酒政的。
He was a cupbearer in the temple.
那是一个很高贵的官。
He would hold a high position.
非常得到王的信任的一个人。
He was entrusted by the king.
但是他的心却是在耶路撒冷。
But his heart was in Jerusalem.
他的心却是在主的心意上面。
His heart was in God's heart design.
亲爱的兄弟们，神所以能够使用这一般人。
God can use these people.
那是他们的心是在主的身上。
Because they have a heart which is on the Lord.
那不是说我们的心根本不关心主的事情。
Not to say our heart is not caring for God.
到了时候我们来扫扫地。
At the appointed time,
那我们就当是，我们就侍奉神了。
That means we serve.
亲爱的兄弟们，这也算侍奉。
This may be service.
不过这样的侍奉呢，并不能叫主得了满足。
But this kind of service will not
satisfy God. 那是我们的心在主的身上。
We must put our heart in God.
或者是我们做点这样事。
Or we do something.
或者做的那样事。
Or do other things.
都是从心里而产生出来的。
All should come out of the heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所宝贵的。
This is what God treasures.
所以神要得到我们这一半。
God wants to gain it.
那么这一般侍奉神的人，在身体里有侍奉的人。
Those who serve in the body.
那么是怎样的一般人呢
？What kind of people are they?
那么还有其他一方面。
There's another aspect.
那么像弟兄刚才所告诉我们的。
As the brother mentioned.
那么或者是我当中再把他的话插进来。
Maybe I would insert his words again.
那么还有第二件事情。
There's another aspect.
第二件事情就是能够恳进功用的一般人。
That is those who would function.
你知道神要我们侍奉他。
You know God wants to serve him.
他不是让我们凭到自己的聪明才干来侍奉神。
Not to serve him by our wisdom or our ability.
他是乃是把那个属灵的恩赐赐给我们。
He would grant us his gift.
他来供应家，先供应我们。
He would supply us.
让他靠我们靠着他所给我们的恩赐来侍奉。
By the grace he gives us, we will serve.
弟兄姊妹，你知道每一个神的儿女都有一个属灵的恩赐的。
We would say all God's people have a spiritual gift.
那么这个属灵恩赐就是属灵的才能。
This kind of spiritual gift is the ability.
那就是一个本能。
That is a innate function.
他给我们这样的本能。
He gives us such an innate function.
一个属灵的本能。
A spiritual function.
叫我们能够侍奉神。
Now we can serve him.
那么这个属灵本能是圣灵随着自己意思来分给我们的。
This kind of spiritual innate function is given by the Holy Spirit by His will.
他给你这样一个恩赐。
He gives this kind of a gift.
他给他那样一个恩赐。
He gives him the other kind of gift.
他乃是为了使身体建立起来，把各种恩赐大赐给我们。
In order to build up the body, he gives all kinds of gifts.
当然，若是实在说起来呢
，In reality,
那么这些属灵恩赐都是圣灵自己的表现。
All these kind of gifts are the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
那是非常智慧的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is very wise.
那是非常有才能的圣灵。
Is very capable.
他就好像那建造那个会幕的那个比撒列和亚和利亚伯一样。
He just like Bezaliel. who heads up the building.
他们是有非常有才能。
They're full of ability.
他们是很有智慧。
They're very wise.
他们可以教给以色列人该怎样制造那个圣殿。
They can teach the Israelites how to build the temple.
圣殿所有一切器物，他们你们该怎样去做？
He can teach them how to build the vessels.
他来教导他们，他来指示他们。
He teaches them to build.
所以他们就大家同心合意，大家建造圣殿。
And they build the temple in one accord.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有亚和利亚伯，也没有比撒列。
Today we don't have a Bezalel and a Holiab.
那亚和利亚伯、比撒列就是在我们心里的圣殿。
Actually, a Holiab and Bezalel are in our heart.
他今天就住在我们里面。
They dwell in us.
他不仅教导我们，
not only he teaches us,
他也供应我们。
He supplies us.
他也把自己显明出来。
He reveals himself.
那就是属灵的恩赐。
That is spiritual gift.
那就是属灵的才能。
That is spiritual ability.
所以你不要以为说你得了恩赐了，那你可以现在可以独立了。
So don't think that once you get the gift, you can be
independent. 我现在有了很大的恩赐，我可以做那一件事。弟兄姊妹，那个真是主的恩赐，那是圣灵自己的显出。
若是
离开圣灵的话呢，
那就没
有恩赐了。
No、more gift.
那个属灵恩赐，圣灵在我们里头，但是显明出来。
The Holy Spirit is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
神照着我们每一个人的那个情形。
According to our condition,
也照着教会的需要，
according to the need of the body,
把这恩赐当然赐给我们。
He supplies all kinds of
gifts. 那么弟兄姊妹，他把这恩赐给我们做什么事情呢？就是为了要建立基督的身体，让基督身体能够长大成人，能够满有基督的身量，成为圣洁没有瑕疵的，成一个荣耀的身体。他是把各种恩赐他赐给我们，当然有的这样恩赐，有那样恩赐，有的是我们所喜欢，有的可能我们不喜欢。但是弟兄姊妹，不论我们喜欢不喜欢，这乃是圣灵所给我们的。
Whether we like it or not, the Holy Spirit has given us.
都是身体为了建立身体能所需要的。
All these are necessary for the building of the body of Christ.
所以我们要尽我们的功用。
So we need to function.
要把我们的恩赐要显明出来。
Reveal our gift.
若是你没有尽功用的话呢？
Unless you function.
那这个建立身体这件事情啊，就受到亏损。
The matter of building the body of Christ will be a loss.
就好像我们这身体上有四肢百体。
Just like we have many members in the body.
也有肺腑心肠。
Inward
members. 每一个部分呢，它都有一个本能的。
Every member has its.
眼有那个看，有看的本能。
Some has the ability to see.
耳朵有听的本能。
The ear has the ability to
hear. 手有那个做事情的本能。
Hand has the ability to work.
脚有那个走路的本能。
Feet has the ability to walk.
每一个都有它的本能的。
Each member has its
ability. 这些本能啊，当然是与生俱来的。
These abilities are innate.
那我们属灵的本能呢？
What about the spiritual ability?
也是与生俱来的。
They're also innate.
不过不是从我们天人生俱来的，乃是从属
from a natural being,
乃是从属灵生进来的。
From spiritual being.
当我们重生的时候，那圣灵进到我们里面来了，他就把那个本能已经赐给了我们。我们属灵生命越长大，
as we grow and mature,
圣灵在这越能显明出来。
The Holy Spirit can manifest.
那恩赐就越显明了。
The gifts will be manifest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要尽我们的本能。
We need to fulfill our function.
要尽我们的功用。
Fulfill our function.
若是我们不尽功用的话，
unless we fulfill our function,
不仅我们自己那个受到亏损，
not only we ourselves suffer,
整个的身体教整个教会都受到亏损。
The whole body, the whole church suffers.
就好像我的手若是不尽功能的话，
like my hand without fulfilling function,
当然你们知道这个手就慢慢的会萎缩下来。
You know the hand would wither.
不仅是不会做事情啊，
not only won't do any work,
并且慢慢的就僵掉了。
Will become a hard.
所以啊，这个手一直要用，一直要用。
So you need to work on.
那么越用啊越灵巧。
Exercise your hand.
你越咋使用它，它越灵活。
The more you exercise, the more capable it is.
不仅那个它能够那个显出功用来，
not only it reveals its function,
整个身体都是得着帮助。
The whole body is helped by it.
我们的眼睛也是这样。
Our eyes likewise.
若你把眼睛捂起来不用的话呢？
If you sew your eyelids together,
那么过一段时间你就不能看了。
After a while, you can't see.
这个眼睛的功用就失掉了。
You lose the function of the eyes.
视神经啊就萎缩下去了。
And the nerve endings in the eyes will be withered away.
那是很可怕的一件事。
It's a fearful thing.
不仅眼睛受了亏损，
然后你 eyes suffer.
整个人身体都受了亏损。
The whole body suffers.
因为我眼睛不尽功用啊。
Because the eye doesn't.
那我想拿个东西拿不到的。
I want to pick up something.
想吃饭呢都没有办法。
I want to eat. I can't do it.
那只好给人来喂就是了。
Somebody else.
因为眼睛看不见了，我的身体每一个肢体都有他的本能。
Every member in the body has
必须要尽他的功用。
It must fulfill its function.
他自己才能预备进步。
And then it will progress.
整个身体能得益处。
And the whole body would get the benefit.
基督身体上也是这样。
The body of Christ likewise.
每一位弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister.
我们都是基督身上的肢体。
We are members in the body of Christ.
我们都有一个属灵的本能。
We have our spiritual function.
那也能够尽那个属灵的功用。
And we can also perform that function.
若是我把我们自己摆在一边的话。
We set ourselves aside.
就好像那个领1000银子的他把1000银子埋上起来了。
Like the person who received 1000 talents.
不觉得1000银子。不能够再省利息。
Not only the 1000 talents could not generate interest,
并且也叫主人这样受到了亏损。
Causes master a loss.
说到主来的时候呢，不能得到赏赐，而受到责备。
When the Lord returns, he not only does not get the reward, he gets a rebuke.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要尽我们的功。
Fulfill your function.
不要轻哥林多前书12章就告诉我们说。
1 Corinthians 12 tells us.
不要轻看你的恩赐。
Do not look lightly in your
你说那我你是只脚，你说我也不是个手。
The foot says I'm not the hand.
那我有什么用处呢？
What good am I?
你看手在那晃来晃去啊，大家都看见了。
You see the hand waving, everybody can see.
一见到客人是手在那去握手的。
When there's a gift, a person, a gift.
这个我脚啊，只是摆在下面。
The feet are lowly.
人也看也看不见。
Nobody can see them.
那我没什么用处的。
I'm without a function.
那他就不走路了。
He ceased to walk.
那就糟糕了。
And it would be terrible.
我们想握手啊，也没法握到。
Even we wanted to shake,
因为脚啊，
但
是不
站，
脚在那里罢工了。
The feet has stopped working.
说亲爱的兄弟们，
says,
不要轻看我们那一份。
Not look lightly your function.
我们不能因为我们不是手，我们就轻看自己。
Don't say because you're not a hand, you look down.
你也不要因为你是耳朵不是眼睛，就轻看你自己。
Don't say since you're not the eye or the ear, you look down.
以至于你就在那儿把自己摆在一边。
You set yourself aside.
说好多弟兄有时候听见弟兄这么讲。
Sometimes I hear brothers.
我也没有什么用处。
I'm without a function.
我聚会不聚会都没太大关系的。
Doesn't matter if I come to the meeting or not.
聚会吗？不过是多一个人数就是。
If I come to the meeting, they gain one person.
那不聚会呢，就少一个人就是。
They don't. If I don't come, they're lacking one person.
那实在是没有什么用处。
I don't have much use.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你不光是一位弟兄姊妹。
Not only your brother.
你也是基督身上的一个肢体。
You are a member in the body of Christ.
若是你不进攻的话，
if you don't fulfill your function,
若是你轻看你自己那一份，
you look down on what you have.
身体受到何等大的损失。
Cause great suffering.
是我们都需要进攻的。
All need to
不要轻看我们得的恩赐，
就是
最小的恩赐，都是身体上所需要的。
Is necessary in the body.
我们也不要把我们可能看得太高了。
And don't overlook ourselves.
于是践踏别人那一份。
And trample the other people.
他会做什么事情？
What can he do?
算了，还让我来做好了。
Let me do it.
我做的比他好。
I do it much better.
他做完了之后呢，还需要我来收拾。
After he has done it, I still need to redo it.
还不如我自己做。
So why not just
do it? 越帮越忙啊！
The more I do it,
那就不让他来帮了。弟兄姊妹，有的时候有那个有恩赐比较很比较大一点的，
some have greater gifts.
常常是